from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So, we got a draft on Wednesday. If you want to hang out and watch the draft with 1080 The Fan, not me or Rashad, I doubt we'll be there. I might be there. I might make an appearance. 10 Barrel Brew Pub in the Pearl District is where we'll be hanging out. I don't know. There's some sort of read somewhere. I don't know if it was printed out. But Danny and Dusty will be there. Prime time with Isaac and Sue. I don't know if Sprague and Danny are going to be doing Jacked Ramsey's there, kind of like what they did last year. But nonetheless, 1080 The Fan will be there. 1080 The Fan at 10 Barrel Pub on Wednesday for the NBA draft, where your Portland Trailblazers have the number 7 overall pick and the number 14 overall pick for now. Because there have been rumblings, Rashad.
What have those rumblings been, Joe?
Quite possibly, the Blazers are looking to trade up to the number 3 pick. Now, I haven't talked to my sources at all. I haven't been working the phones yet to find out if this is true or not. They are one of 3 teams that have the rumors are going around that they're looking to maybe move up to number 3. And so, hey, if there's a guy you really, really want, go for it, bud. This draft to me, it is very weird because apparently everybody and their grandma is saying this draft sucks. There's nobody good in it. It's all been at best role players. I say, like, I don't know, maybe we just wait to see if, you know, that is the case. Watch them in the NBA and maybe there are a couple stars that come out of this before declaring so. But in a draft like this, do we find it odd that the Blazers are willing to move capital to move up to the number 3 pick? Like, who would that be in the draft that they would love that much to move up to number 3? And quite honestly, the Blazers need a lot. So to have a specific person you're looking to go after that you feel like is going to help your team and franchise that much, I mean, more power to you. But I think having more draft capital and more players in the first round in the lottery that you can select, and again, the trade hasn't happened. We don't know what's going to happen. But I would say sticking at 7 and 14 to just acquire talent versus moving up for a specific player is the route that I would go.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know anything about, you know, Red Shepherd, who is the person that's...
Reed, excuse me.
Is it Reed? Reed.
I like Red Shepherd better.
Red Shepherd's
I
do too. Better, but his name is Reed.
He is now officially Red Shepherd.
Mama named Reed, I'm going to call him Reed. So Reed Shepherd, well, you know, another 6'3 guard.
I'll tell you, he's not going to be a Blazer. And I swear to God, if they draft him, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, because project for right now, he's projected as the person, every mock draft I've seen, he's the one projected to be the third overall pick.
Third overall pick.
God, you know I hope not. I know the two Frenchmen are supposedly one and two. However,
I pray that he's not.
However, they decide to go with, how do you say, Zachary, how do you say his last name?
Zachary Recession?
Recession. Yeah, there you go. Recession and Alexander Sarr. Like, I don't know anything like about those guys other than the fact that they're
Sarr played in French. He played in Perth.
Sarr is 7-1.
Yeah, in the Australian League. Apparently, I was seeing something that he wants to go to Washington. Don't know why. I don't know if he wants to be seen as like the savior of the franchise, but that's the case. Best of luck.
That's a good franchise to start with, kind of fun
playing with Jordan Poole.
You know, like he's, oh my gosh, man, send that fool to the G League.
Yeah, send him to China or Turkey or something like that.
Wes Unseld Jr. got fired mid-season, and then they just like hired the interim guy. Like, yeah, Washington's doing great.
Yeah, Washington's not doing well at all. But by great, you mean terrible?
Terrible.
Then yes, that's exactly what they're doing. But I mean, Reed is projected to go to Houston. I say let him go to Houston. If that's who you're moving up to get third, then I don't know. I think the Blazers might be cooked. And then again, I don't want to, let me take that back, because I'm not going to at all act like I'm up to par with any of these guys that are in the draft this year. Like, I might have watched 5 total games of college basketball this year, if I'm being 100, you know, completely real. So I can't tell you what any of these players are going to be about. I haven't heard much hype from any of these guys. You know, the few names that I do know, I don't think those guys can help the Blazers, you know, anytime soon. So I don't know, man. Like, you got a tough job if you're the general manager, really, for any team this year, because I feel like this is kind of a crapshoot this year in particular. Like, I don't know if can either of you tell me multiple or at least anything about the top 10 in this draft. Ron Holland, I know, because I watched him play at the Schwab, and I watched him dominate there, so I know he can do a lot of stuff.
Part of me wants the Blazers to select Ron Holland just to see Danny's reaction. I was talking to him and Dusty a couple weeks ago, and I was like, knowing nothing at all, I would love to. I was like, I'm curious about Ron Holland playing with the Blazers. And to quote Danny Moran, he said, I would do a header off of a cliff if the Blazers selected Ron Holland. I was like, that is a one, ow, two, bold statement. And that shows, according to Danny, how little that he wants Ron Holland on the Blazers and how he would fit this team.
Did he say why?
He was saying that basically he's not a great team guy, on the G League, it was very much complaining about not getting shots, not getting his buckets, and not getting his reps. And
I'm a top 10 pick. I'm going to need, and how many guys from the Ignite are top 10 picks? Two?
Well, that's actually kind of the idea, because the G League Ignite, well, now they're defunct, but they were supposed to be that gathering of young talent that before NIL was a thing, you know, guys wanted to take the money instead of going to college and then become pros, like Scoot Henderson obviously was a G League Ignite player. But another problem with this kid, 6-44 was the Ignite's record this year too. So amongst all of these calls for shots, you know, terrible teammate, he's making the team worse. I think it's obvious. So I think Morang is so right that guy's just a terrible locker room guy. So yeah, stay the heck away from him. But I guess, guys, for me, the Blazers draft, as a fan, I've just been out on them this year. So, to me, I've seen them miss on so many, like, guys that they could, you know, try to move up top three, get, like, an Alex Sarr if they got a shot at it. Sure, absolutely do that. But really, beyond that, I want them to go get, like, the most guaranteed mid talent that there is. And what that will end up translating to is, like, a nice bench guy. They need a 7 and an 8 off the bench that they're going to be able to develop and will actually hit shots and be consistent and not turn into a Luke Babbitt, not turn into a Zach Collins, or just spend half his life injured on the Blazers roster. We've taken so many flyers over the last decade and a half. Damn you, Neil Olshey, on guys that had the hugest ceiling. And since there aren't those many guys, those many of those guys in this year's draft, just go for the mid guys. Just draft a couple of role players and move on.
I think the one thing we don't say enough about the draft is it's flawed now, and we keep blaming the players for going pro, but really we should be blaming these general managers, because we're getting in every case, you're getting somebody you have to work with and somebody you have to help grow into their body. Like, these guys, in most cases, it's been slated in that they're going to be the top pick in the draft since they were juniors in high school. We've been talking about Cooper Flagg for how long now? And he hasn't even played a college game yet. And yet he's already the first pick of next year's draft. That's, and you know, these guys, they end up maturing and growing and getting better as players. And so when you got a Giannis that ends up going at the end of the lottery, and then all of a sudden he turns into one of the best players in the league, it's like, man, some of these guys aren't finished growing. I was a much better basketball player at 21 than I ever was at 18 or 19. I understood what to do. How many guys that we were the top player in college, excuse me, the top player in high school, and then came to the NBA and had just mid careers. And then the guys that were, you know, 3-star, 4-star guys end up coming Devin Booker, or end up coming, you know, becoming somebody like and really, really great in the NBA or the NFL or whatever. So I think it's just kind of one of those things, man. I think GMs need to do a better job of, man, number one, looking at some, not older talent, but it's almost bad. Like, if you don't get to go to the draft as a freshman, people are looking at you like, why didn't you go sooner? Like, why are you still in college if you're really that good?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.